In Afghanistan today, local forces backed by massive American air power overran the last holdout of the Al-Qaeda terrorist organization. The caves in the Tora Bora region were a base for many of the foreign volunteers who went to Afghanistan to fight alongside Osama bin Laden. One local anti-Taliban commander said his men had killed 200 Al-Qaeda fighters and taken 25 others prisoner. But so far, Osama bin Laden has not been captured. In an interview today with the Fox News Sunday program, Secretary of State Colin Powell said the search will go on.
Let there be no doubt in anyone's mind that the president is determined that however long it takes, as he says to us almost every day, one day, one week, one month, 2 years, we will get him. Let's be patient and just not give up.
Secretary Powell said he was confident that if bin Laden had escaped over the border into Pakistan, the authorities there would help track him down. Pakistani authorities have the border heavily patrolled and are keeping careful watch for Al-Qaeda fighters. Yesterday, 31 Arab militants were arrested by Pakistani authorities. NPR's Rob Gifford is on the line from Peshawar, Pakistan. Rob, what can you tell us about these arrests in Pakistan?
Well, it seems that 31 Yemeni nationals have been arrested down near the city of Parachinar, right on the border with the Tora Bora mountains of Afghanistan. And they're being held in the town of Parachinar, but we know little more than that.
Now, did these fighters, these arrested fighters, reveal anything that might lead to the capture of Osama bin Laden, or did they give any other kind of information?
We haven't been able to get any information from the militants themselves, but there has been another group of militants who've come over the border. They came through the Khyber Pass border crossing, where they were handed over, apparently, by the Northern Alliance to Pakistani officials, and a number of them were injured. One specifically, a man has been taken to a hospital in Peshawar, and he turns out to be a French national. He was saying to one of the local journalists here that there were up to 80 French nationals fighting with Al-Qaeda in eastern Afghanistan. But he said he himself had not met Osama bin Laden. It seems like they're very much foot soldiers who have not been at the heart of the whole Al-Qaeda setup.
Rob, not so long ago, demonstrators, pro-Taliban demonstrators in Pakistan, were protesting their government's support for the U.S. campaign in Afghanistan. How much political risk are the Pakistani authorities taking by arresting these Al-Qaeda fighters?
I don't think they are. The pictures on television of jubilant Afghans on the streets of Afghani cities has really had a big impact, I think, on the support for the religious parties in Pakistan. And they've really gone very quiet indeed. And I think their attraction and their support has really been dented. They have realized that not everybody loved the Taliban in Afghanistan. It wasn't the sort of Muslim paradise that they were making it out to be. And I think the support that they had before, which it should be said was fairly small, although it was very vocal, has really probably decreased as a result of what has gone on in neighboring Afghanistan. And the implications for that in Pakistan are that President Musharraf is probably in a much stronger position and under much less attack from the religious parties.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Peshawar, Pakistan. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks very much, Lisa.